The copper species then that we saw before, we now have a feeling for how that copper 2 plus exists with that octahedral coordination of waters around it. We can imagine this copper with a hydroxo ligand. The other five coordination sites are occupied by water. We also have our suspended solids, which then will be taking a lump of solid and physically abrading it down so that it moves down the water body. And so depending on the nature of the transition metal, we'll get different sorts of constituents. So in the case of copper, there's a lot of copper sulfidic minerals. These guys here, the pyrite-based one here, there are copper carbonates. And over here we end up with oxides. So all of these things carrying copper in a slightly different redox situation. Analytical methods struggle to differentiate all of the species that are present. The most sensitive and most accurate way of trying to figure out the species is using electrochemistry. So we've done the most basic sort of electrochemical experiments in year one. There are a very large number of electrochemical methods out there. We'll touch on the basic types when we get to the analytical section, but we won't go into the detailed methods. If you ever do any sort of analytical work in a water body and are really trying to figure out what's present, you're going to have to go into electroanalytical methods in some detail. Now, often people want to know what's going on in a water body and they want to do a minimum number of measurements, because measurements cost real money, but they want some reasonable answers, so they model their way to a solution. So the way of doing that is you would then carry out some measurements that are easy to do, like you would use maybe atomic absorption spectroscopy to figure out what aqueous copper is floating around in the water. You might carry out a pH measurement and some of the measurements we're talking about this morning, our total acidity, total alkalinity, to try and figure out the basic species content that might be there. And then you would throw these concentrations into a modelling program, such as this guy here. This is pretty much an industry standard one that's used for equilibrium modelling in solution. And this program then has got a huge lookup table of solubility products in it. And you supply the input soluble concentrations. It uses what it knows of the species that are present to calculate what all of the range of species you would expect to find in that water body. So this is pretty standard stuff. The guy that was down in Townsville and he's just left to go to Octeti, MicroGrid, he uses pretty extensively, and he works quite commonly in with mining people to look at waste water streams and things like that.